There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Love that part of the music. And for those of you that don't know the entire composition, I know the music bothers some of my guests, aren't happy about the change, but that is Oliver Shanti, Nirvana. There's a part of that that is eerily beautiful to me. We are here again with Gene Savoy Jr. of Cosology, C-O-S-O-L-A-R-G-Y. We haven't gotten to a lot of what they are doing right now, but I just want to recap a little bit of what we talked about in the first hour. You know, Gene mentioned these times in human history as being what many, actually most, you know, cultures prophesied, a second coming, an opportunity that comes along in epochs or yugas, Mayan great years, tens of thousands of years of time, perhaps even hundreds of thousands of years of time. We also discuss the sun as an intelligent entity moving energy through the larger cosmos and to this little blue jewel of a planet through an aspect of the sun that is not physical, but her or his own, shall we call it soul, another aspect of its being. We also said these epochs or transitions can take thousands of years. It could be 7,000 years to make this transition to what this particular time in cosmological history represents. And then we discussed ancient sun-worshipping cultures, and Dean acknowledged he has, you know, tried sun worship. I have too. I'm not in a position where I can catch early or evening. I have to go to significant, you know, I have to work it out. I just can't walk out in my backyard because of where I'm placed. But I wanted to pick up the second hour. I wanted to actually really begin to discuss a couple of things that I'd mentioned to Gene, and I asked him, I said, do you mind if I bring this up? Because I don't want to divert attention. All of this begins to make much more sense to me, things like geoengineering. Gene will be the, and he'll share with you as he feels led. We are in three-dimensional reality. We are polarized. There is good and light. There is dark and what we call evil. I choose to call it, you know, psychopathology. I really think that evil is just a form of dreadful sickness, because I can't imagine what goes on in the minds or hearts of people that do some of the things that we call evil. Not that I'm incapable of it. I'm not a perfect human being. But I really want to take this opportunity, because these are spectacular times, because so much of our history, so much of the ancient teachings have been withheld from us, it begins to make more sense for me out of things like geoengineering. And I asked him about this. I said, a few years ago, somebody suggested to me the reason they're spraying the skies has nothing to do with solar radiation management, has nothing to do with controlling the weather. They're trying to stop the sun from making, you know, They can't ablate it. They can't just put a black screen over it, but they're doing their best to see to it that these energies from the sun are diminished in terms of coming onto the planet. Gene, do you want to address that issue just for a moment?
I can address it from a historical perspective. As we were talking about in the first hour, there were cultures around the world that regularly employed the use of the sun. And, you know, to me, when we see these magnificent structures that the ancients built, as an example, as just one example,
right,
the pyramids, the aqueducts of Rome, you know, these things that people, they don't understand how the ancients were able to do these things. And so, in my opinion, sometimes we come up with silly explanations.
Silly? The Sphinx is 2,500 years old, and the ruins of South Africa are cattle. I mean, silly?
Yeah, or that aliens built these things, and as if the human being was not intelligent enough in those days to create these things on themselves. But you can understand that if these cultures and all of these cultures, all of these great civilizations, Egypt, Greece, Rome, India, China, they were all utilizing the sun. They were philosophers. They were, and when we talk about the sun carrying intelligence, if that intelligence impinges upon your being and in your mind, you are picking up information that is not accessible to the average person. And the same exists today. I don't know.
Can I break in here for a moment?
Go right ahead, Dean.
This reminds me of a song. I was a mere 4 years old when in the 60s I was listening to the Fifth Dimension come on stage and sing the "When the Moon is in the Seventh House," the Song of Aquarius. And at the end of that song, "Let the sun shine in, the sun shine in." Well, you brought up something that I hadn't considered, Lorraine, and that is when the chemtrails are being sprayed, these are reflectors. They're also toxic and coming down to the earth. And what you've identified is if there's no way for the, you know, to stop the sun shining in, then let's suppress it and let's distort it and corrupt it. Let's make it so that now these are the minds of people that are not sane. These are the
right.
These are the minds of people that are doing this that have done their best at confusing the message. And the message was a simple one. Jesus spoke of the simple message. And when you mentioned the first hour about forgiveness, our big task at this point is when these heinous things are being done, how are we going to find it in our hearts to forgive what's being done to us? And I just wondered if that was part of your instruction or part of your course, that when you're receiving information that is what we'll call other dimensions, that is of our higher selves, if you will, then what comes into play? Do you use historical information to back up what people are going through, or do you have some way of helping people navigate through their experience?
Well, yes, we do. We are able to help people navigate through their experience, but we also look at, you know, the world again as cycles. You talked, Dr. Lorraine, about epochs. Okay,
right.
We know that there have been different, that the sun, that the physical sun that we see every day has changed throughout tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of years that we know about. We can't go back millions of years, but we do know that there were ice ages and this and that and blah, blah, blah. So we know that the sun has changed, that it's become cold or it's become very vibrant. So what we teach is that the sun is in a very special healing mode right now. And so, Dean, getting to your question, what we emphasize is even though there is this sickness, and I agree with you, Dr. Lorraine, it, you know, anything that is not good is sick, right?
Right. I've really pulled back from utilizing the word evil because it sets up, it makes
right.
it difficult to forgive and to love. If we look at this as being sick, lost, completely insane.
This comes back to the whole concept that we teach is how to reciprocate. If you are receiving benevolence and light and goodness from the sun, and you reciprocate that, and you are sending that back, and your energy is just as powerful. And this is hard for people to understand, but when you are sending that back to the sun, and you have multiple people around the world doing the exact same thing, sending that benevolence and that light and that goodness back to the sun, then that sun radiates that. And that is how we change over time, the status of the condition that we are currently
in. Well, and this is where your teaching. I told you I've had guests. We talked about Dean. You know, Dean mentioned probably what I've encountered in terms of, you know, just gaze at the sun without any deeper understanding of what we were doing, right? Is your school, what I encountered in reading the literature that you sent me, you know, that you sent me, you cannot just absorb and expect it to be just for you. In other words, your father discovered that there was a deleterious effect to simply just sun gazing.
Right.
Without understanding how to move that energy through him, he was looking. He was basically studying the Incas and their longevity, their concepts of longevity, and he discovered that he was aging more rapidly. That things weren't working out well, and that's when he kind of came across the idea that, oh, because you're not just supposed to take it. If you take it and you don't give it, big trouble.
Right. Exactly. And then you actually are then doing one of the other things that we try to emphasize in our school is that the sun, being a third dimensional orb, being part of the third dimension, just as we and anything else, there is this yin and yang effect within the sun. And if you look at that, I love the symbol, for instance, on the Korean flag, the yin and yang, because it tells us that there is this light and there is this darkness. And for those of you who have maybe gazed upon the sun, you might see it actually pulsating like a heart and changing from light to black, light to black, light to black. And, you know, that's always a reminder to me that there are always these two aspects in everything that we engage in here in this world. And so we have to be very aware of that. And you're correct when you say that that's what my father found out, is that if you don't approach this in the right way, with the right frame of mind, with positive and good intention, you can become, we know that there were dark masters who used the sun and were able to do very bad things to a lot of people, but they had that energy. So you can either be a Jesus or you can be a Hitler.
Well, it kind of comes down to the acknowledgement of how we're going to transmute, how we're going to transmute. In other words, the sun is giving, pretty just giving, and how we work with those energies really has to do with everything inside of us. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to give Dean an opportunity to talk to Gene. I just tell you, I love this stuff. I could go on and on all day. I have 1,000 questions. I have to be polite.
Janice, close the door. Quit monkeying around. Don't you know it's cold outside?
Yeah, I do. That's why I'm going to Costa Rica.
Costa Rica?
Yeah, I heard about the Fibonacci Spawn Retreat on Dr. Lorraine Hurley's radio show, Uncommon Awareness.
Hey, I listen to her show on Monday mornings, right?
Yeah, she teaches us how to use sacred geometry to grow food and purify drinking water. Lorraine's hosting an all-inclusive nature and health retreat in Costa Rica. She's been there. She said you could swim with the dolphins and swing with monkeys in a treehouse.
Treehouse? Wow, that sounds magical.
Yeah, sleep in an elegant 6-story treehouse in Costa Rica. It was featured on CNN. Look it up.
Okay, here it is on Google. Treehouseincostarica.com. It says here, always 80 degrees, yummy seafood, pools, rivers, and waterfalls. Learn about ozone therapy and vortex gardening. They also have comfy beds and fun eco tours. Look here, Janice. It says the first people to sign up get to sleep in the treehouse.
Sounds perfect. Let's do it.
Costa Rica, here we come.
FIBOforum.com. FIBOforum.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We're back, and a lot's going on. I just listeners, regular listeners to the program know that we are sprayed so heavily here on the East Coast that when there is a sunny day, I always tell listeners, I'm euphoric. The presence of the sun, to be able to go out and put my face in the sun, to walk in the sun, just the light of the sun makes me euphoric. Gene, before I give Dean a chance to talk to you, I did have a listener email in a question. Do you mind if we take this question right now?
Of course, sure.
Okay. He says, I'm very careful about keeping my sun gazing time to within the hour of sunrise and sunset. Question, does Gene recommend slowing working up to the normal times on the Internet? They say that you want to do 45 minutes per day, or do you have a maximum run of time per day? Now, he's really interested in what's going on with your organization. This is from Tom in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and he just wants to know if you have a guideline for him. He has been sun gazing, and he is...
I am familiar with the practitioner that he's probably getting his information from, and
okay.
We certainly do not recommend looking at the sun for periods of 45 minutes at
okay.
one single time. So, again, I would suggest that he keep it to sunrise and sunset, and quite honestly, you don't need to go... If 5 minutes is pretty much the max. You don't need to go beyond that. I've been doing this my whole life. I'm almost 44 years old. I've been doing this since I was a child. I can look at the sun at noon. My vision is better than it was when I was 17. But I certainly would not recommend that for somebody who is a novice. And so there is absolutely no reason to be sun gazing for 45 minutes at a time.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Gene. I'm sure Tom appreciates that. Dean, this is a short segment, honey, but do you have a question or do you want to weigh in at this time?
Thank you. Yes, Lorraine. Okay. Like Gene, he's talking about things that are very ancient. In terms of my work, I'd made a rediscovery in Chinese medicine, finding that the whole Oriental medical system had come from sound, music, in nature. Now, stating the obvious, when we had said in the first hour about how mixing fire with water produces the spirit. Now, when do we see rainbows? When we have the light of the sun mixing with water. And we are a rainbow. In other words, we are connecting to the light of the sun with all those colors in it, all those frequencies. And Lorraine, you were mentioning how you wanted to get into frequencies about the sun and about music and about how we...
Well, because very fortuitous... Yeah, very fortuitously, Dean, just so you guys know, because I don't want to, but very fortuitously, I just came across something today that just, so go ahead, that really, that when they're talking about frequencies of sound and light, just phenomenal stuff. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, thank you. What I was able to, through my study in sound and natural order, I was able to make a rediscovery, and it's in my book, Accutone. And what he's speaking to is our ability to communicate on the light frequency, meaning that this is obvious, but it is not just light frequency. What he's also referring to, and we're seeing this in the physical world, right? The rainbow is the example. Our cells resonate to a different frequency. Skin resonates different to the frequency of bone, resonates different to the frequency of muscle, and so on. When the sun enters us, it goes to where it's needed. And I submit that doing the sun gazing is, like we said, you talked about the battery, it is a way of filling in where the body is needing. It's kind of like a equalizer or a what we call in herbology, you have a modulating effect, a self-regulating effect. Would you speak to that briefly before we go into break, Gene?
Yes. And again, you're hitting the nail right on the head. One of the things that we emphasize in our teaching is what most people would refer to as chakras. We call them forced centers. Unlike most schools, we actually teach that there are eight, not seven, but that there are eight. And if you include white in the rainbow, you will have eight colors. You have an octave on the piano, which is eight notes. And so each one of these forced centers, red all the way up to white, resonates at a different frequency. And yes, the sun impacts those four centers or those chakras in a different way.
Yeah. Gene, we're going to take a break. I'm sorry. I don't want you to get cut off. We will come back and allow Gene to pick up where he left off.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Okay, we're going to let Gene continue with his conversation on eight chakras, you know, and I'll just say that other sources say minor and major, and so you're teaching eight chakras. I've actually heard it that we may have, you know, 12 and more, but Gene.
Well, it's interesting that you say that. We teach that there are eight on one level and then four on a higher level, so we actually teach that there are 12.
Okay, because that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
And I want you to go on, but I just want to make this point because I'm afraid I'll forget. Today I came across something. You know, I was taught by people that Dean introduced me to that sound is a primordial creative force, and that light followed sound. And I was watching, you know, and we kind of think of sound and light as two different spectrums of frequencies and so forth. And Dean talks about acutone discovery, and he said, okay, so you take the sun, and the sun goes where it's needed. But what I was watching today, this gentleman did this amazingly thorough investigation of these ruins in South Africa, mm-hmm. and the sound frequencies they measured were in gigahertz off it. Like, in other words, to the point where conventional science has said that's not sound. Well, it is, and it isn't. It's in the spectrum now of light because of the vibrational frequency of it, and yet there is they did a really good job of canceling out the fact that it was light. These were they were sound, and they did it in various ways in terms of decibels, and you know they basically showed that these frequencies that are thought to be in the spectrum of light actually were in the spectrum of sound because they had a decibel that they, and I'm not musically inclined or otherwise, but I want to go on the chakras because when you're talking, you know, Tesla said the earth is a bell, and Tesla said that we can create all manner of free energy by simply capturing the energy of sound that comes from the planet herself. The earth is a bell. She rings, she sings, she has a song. Everything has a song. Everything has an aura. And we tend to separate them out. We say, okay, I can see your aura. They're doing studies now, Gene, that really are showing that there are sound frequencies coming from us. That they can analyze our voice. If you get really good, they can actually, and what they have to do is they have to lower the octaves. They have to bring the octaves down. I don't know. I don't want to say tenfold. I can't remember exactly the measure. But they're measurable now with technology, and by simply bringing it down octave by octave by octave, things have a song. You have a song. I have a song. Dean has a song. You know?
Well, it's interesting.
Light itself has a song.
we are all familiar with Plato's Music of the Spheres, right?
Right.
And I think that's what he was talking about. It's interesting that you mentioned Tesla. I'm standing here in my office, and I have a picture of Tesla on my wall. So I'm looking at him as you're speaking right now.
Well, you know, and I had a psychic on the other day that he brought in Albert Einstein. He didn't bring in Tesla, but that's another story for another time. This man was privy to information, was privy to synthesis. And who knows, maybe he was a sun gazer, Gene. I don't know. Genius came from somewhere.
I have to believe that I know that people are gifted, and some people, quite honestly, I don't think of myself as being very gifted, but I know that there are people with such incredible minds, and they can foresee, they can see into the future, they can see things that the average person can't. But I truly believe what Tesla was talking about with energy and all of this, he must have come from that, there were solar orders in the Balkans, and I believe he was Serbian, from Yugoslavia, back in the day when that country existed. But I believe that he must have been involved in something like that to garner the information that he imparted to us.
Right. Well, the point I was trying to make when you're talking about chakras is because we assume that chakras are we conceptualize them as areas of light, focuses of light, and yet what I learned today was that if you just keep bringing down the octave, if you just keep bringing it down by an octave, the frequencies, whatever frequency of light you're working with, if you keep bringing it down another octave, and you eventually get to a sound. And that sound is something that is actually, the light itself is healing, but the sound is actually able to produce results, levitation. It produces other capabilities outside of what we...
I.e. miracles.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah. I'm sorry that I took us off track because you were talking about the chakras, and thank you that you do acknowledge 12 because that's what I heard. And
can I just make one little physical relationship to what was brought up here on the light sound frequency?
Sure.
Thanks, Ed. It was in relationship to what you had said about how it was measured in gigahertz. Well, there's terahertz in the visual spectrum. Audible frequency, the hertz, what we're listening to audibly, what we hear in our voice. We're making music, Our voice is music. Our voice is sound. It has overtones in it. The color relationship, just to give one example for the listeners to see the relevancy here, if you take the octave, okay, of a frequency, and F-sharp, let's take F-sharp as an easy example, and you multiply times 40, you get the color of red. Now, that's a physical relationship to sound. And in other words, they match, but they match on the color spectrum with sound. So
But you said a multiplication, that's visual. And I guess that's, Dean, I'm sorry for being kind of thick, but that's, I guess what I learned today was that these multiplications of octaves, multiplications or divisions, bring sound and light into a continuous spectrum. I never knew that before today. Sorry.
And that's why light works so much faster than sound in that level. In other words, we found on the physical body, sort of as a side note here, is that when light contacts the skin or it contacts the body and goes and internalizes, that the frequencies are very quick. And you know that from audible sound, right? You know, when you hear the thunderclap, right? And you count how many seconds it takes for it to get to you. You know how long it is, but you saw the light, you know, of the thunder,
right?
Much, much more quickly. That's what I'm referring to. Is that we have to have, in terms of the sound and light issue here, the sun, does it make sound? And it has been documented, of course, the sound of the sun, in the solar flares, the frequencies that come off of it. What I submit is that the frequencies that you are seeing, which you are also receiving, is the frequencies that are not heard on the audible level, but are coming to the cells that are reminding that we are also little suns. We're suns walking around the planet.
And that's co-serology, is that you absorb and you have to emit. If you simply absorb and you do not shine, it's problematic. Right, Gene?
Right, yes. And so the way that we looked at getting back to the chakras, or as we would call them, the force centers, that these are suns, you know, within us. And obviously you can't surgically open the physical body up and find these things. They're energetic spheres. And but we all have them. In most people, they're dormant. With the use of sunlight and color and sound, because each color has a sound, just like the octave, right?
Right.
So, you know,
each frequency is tied to a color. In other words,
exactly.
The C in green, and this is just some of my research. What was really fascinating to find is that the sun, when you break it down into these different color spectrums, when you have all the rays of the sun, what is nature picking up? It picks up in terms of what it is that we need. There have been in this sort of a societal shift. I remember hearing years ago that those that live in climates that are more northern, that don't have as much sun, tend to be more industrial, whereas the people that live in the south that have more sun or are exposed to more sun are more leisurely and not industrial, but more driven by nature, or they're more in touch with nature. It's interesting to see how cultures adapt to their surroundings in life. What I'm seeing, and I'm thinking that your school is focusing also on, isn't just the self this is a segue of gaining introspection and ability to tap into your own healing, but also as how we are connected as a global society. And we have the Global Synchronized Intentions Project.
Gene doesn't know about that yet.
So he doesn't know about that. Okay.
No.
Would you comment on that, Gene, please?
Well, I can. And one of the things that we teach is that we were talking about the ancients and these ancient solar cultures or these ancient solar spiritual orders, that they were in contact with each other. I don't believe in any way, shape, or form that the ancients were less advanced. You know, they may not have had computers and cell phones and may not have been able to communicate as we're communicating right now, but that did not mean that they did not have technology and advanced arts and sciences. They did. And so it's interesting that you bring that up, because I believe that there were pockets and groups of people all around the world that were in communication with each other. And obviously the way to communicate in those days was probably by sea routes and trade routes and things of that nature. When you talk about the Magi that came from all parts of the Middle East, whether it's from India or Persia or North Africa, and they came to see the birth of this wondrous being of light. They knew that he was destined to come into the world, but so how did they know that?
Right. Well, when we come back, we're taking a break, and then we just have a few moments to wrap. We will let Gene know about our synchronous heart intention, because we did talk about it's just not our minds, it's our hearts that really need to process
the Eddie, energy. Close the door. Quit monkeying around. Don't you know it's cold outside?
Yeah, I do. That's why I'm going to Costa Rica.
Costa Rica?
Yeah, I heard about this Fibonacci spa and retreat on Dr. Lorraine Hurley's radio show, Uncommon Awareness.
Hey, I listen to her show on Monday mornings, right?
Yeah, she teaches us how to use sacred geometry to grow food and purify drinking water. Lorraine's hosting an all-inclusive nature and health retreat in Costa Rica. She's been there. She said you can swim with the dolphins and swing with monkeys in a treehouse.
A treehouse? Wow, that sounds magical.
Yeah, sleep in an elegant six-story treehouse in Costa Rica. It was featured on CNN. Look it up.
Okay. Here it is on Google. Treehouseincostarica.com. It says here, always 80 degrees, yummy seafood, pools, rivers, and waterfalls. Learn about ozone therapy and vortex gardening. They also have comfy beds and fun eco tours. Look here, Eddie. It says the first people to sign up get to sleep in a treehouse.
Sounds perfect. Let's do it.
Costa Rica, here we come.
FIBOforum.com. FIBOforum.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I just get so distressed when time flies so fast and the program's over when we're just really beginning to dig into the substance of what we're talking about. Now, this hasn't been a really substantial talk, but Gene, you know, Dean began to allude to a project that he and I developed this summer, and we have only recently began to move on it. It's 6 months out. It's the nature of our lives. We're too busy. But we call it Alignment of Hearts, the Global Synchronization Project. And it was inspired by a multitude of projects that he and I had discussed, right, in work around the globe that have proved conclusively, measurably, that human hearts in coherence and emitting frequencies of peace and love alter physical reality. I won't even go into all of the ways that this has been proved. And I'm just wondering with, Coastology, is your organization or school teaching, working with this phenomenon of synchronicity and synergy? Because, you know, I can kind of hear in Dean's voice, and we're really pretty excited about what you're doing, having something that we can kind of, you know, it's not nebulous. It's kind of like, okay, well, here's this organization that's been at this a really long time. Let's learn. Let's develop. Let's further our own sense of, sense of urgency. Getting people to sit quietly in love and compassion and joy.
Right.
And everything else be damned, period.
Well, and I agree with you. And, yes, we do a lot of work with synchronicity and the heart. As I mentioned earlier, I think in the first hour of the program, it's not only the consciousness, which kind of comes out of the top of the head, the center, but you also have to combine that with your heart center. And if you can do that, you're not just merely intellectual or too rational or too conscious, but you're exuding this love, and it becomes really divine love. I have the privilege of being the father of four daughters, and so it's amazing how when you I don't know if you have children or Dean if you have children,
we both do.
But how you can interact with those little, you know, when you look at them as little spiritual beings, and yet, you know, someday they're going to have to go out to the world and make their own way. But, yes, the heart center is very, very, very important.
Dean, we just have a couple moments, honey. Do you want to?
The sun, it was a beautiful topic. And like you said, Lorraine, we didn't get into it We did give some important points to throw out to the listeners, but I would also just like to share that there have been cultures that worship things, that worship the sun, and these any of the moon worship, sun worship, earth worship, whatever. These are not things to be worshipped. Life is our eternal teacher, and what Gene is doing is a valuable service to humanity in that he is providing insights that have been lost. And so much of my work has been involved in that in the sound area. He's doing it in the light area, but we are really speaking the same language. And when we are living it, when we're singing, when we're showing our light to the world, it comes back to us. And I think that was one of his main messages, is that when we're receiving this information, this light, this love, the communication around us, that we are delivering our own light back to it.
That is right. And then we become the living Christ beings on earth, which we can, and I believe that was Christ Jesus' message, is that we can. He said, you can be like me. You can be better than I am. And
well, I want to make the point that what we think of as Christ is so far beyond the pale of what most human beings can embrace. You're kind of giving us an opportunity to really think about the man who was Christed. Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on your program. It's been wonderful. It's been a pleasure.
It's fun. Well, truth be told, we'd love to have you back because there's a few things that I personally feel we didn't cover. Dean, I don't know about you, but it's up to you, Gene. If you enjoy it, please join us again.
We just left the station, right?
I would love to be back with you.
Yeah, there's so many things that we just did not have a chance to cover. Listeners, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for your emails. And have a beautiful, beautiful weekend. On Monday, I'll be back with Mike Cranford. We're really going to delve into this question.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.